Well, I'll tell you, you know, Leon, you're melanated. What struck me here is I've never seen melanated people in the suburbs. I'm only used to melanated people in New York, L.A., downtown city areas, down ghetto zones or urban zones.
So much for the iconoclast. I took care of that, didn't it, there, Bob?
Yeah. So I'm going by laundromats, strip malls, and there's just nothing but melanated people, and it's so odd. I've never seen melanated people walking in suburban environments.
Strip clubs, Dr. Dean.
Strip clubs, that's right.
To be careful.
Burger stands, teriyaki bases. And they're actually, they have jobs in the malls, these melanated people. It's really shocking. Does that mean I'm racist or something? I just never experienced them in suburbs, never expected them to be in the suburbs? What's that mean?
They're all on their lucky boxes and their black mirrors. Working and eating up storm all day long.
They just sit there at these stores with no customers, and they just sit there eating, like Ian just said, and playing with their black mirror, their melanated mirror. It's incredible. I remember I asked somebody, how long has this been the situation? Oh, only about 20 years. Oh, 25 years ago they were all in slave camps, plantations. Yes, it's really changed rapidly here. For the melanated. What happened? Did I get cut off? Where are you, Leon?
You're on. Come on, Leon. The earthquake got him this time.
The earthquake got Leon. He died right here on the earth.
Alas, poor Leon. We knew him well.
We knew him well. Yes. It's quite shocking. It's a new figure ground. The blacks are the melanated are figures on a new ground here for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's good that you have that experience.
Is it good that I had the experience? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, what have you, like, picked up from it? In a sense of
shock?
Like, them on their tech bodies and
well,
having
you know
that
what
kind of environment.
I think it might be racist what I'm doing, but I walk up to these people, I go, hey, but I'm out on parole. Hey, look at me.
And then we say, no, yes, we got him off the prison camp. We got him off the island, the death camp. We got him off that island. He's no longer has to stay in Maui anymore. We saved him. We saved him for now.
Yeah, and so they go, Hawaii's a prison? They fall for it, right? So they go, Hawaii's a prison, damn right.
Can't get off. You're bound in there. You can't go when you want to, where you want to. You have to deliver all the food that you eat. You have to import sunshine. Shit, it's a damn prison for sure.
So when I go out there tomorrow, Leon, you know what my new line's going to be? It's my last day. I'm being executed tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm doing NLP on the melanated. You know, they're used to this, right? They're all in jail all the time, always on parole or getting executed. So I'm trying to reach out to them. Bob, attempts reach out to the melanated. They think I'm a white guy, so they just crack up when I say I'm on parole. It's the funniest thing ever. They ever heard.
And Lil Nas X came out and decided he's part of the LGBTQRSTWXYZ God particle portion of the program that he had got and identifies with that, and now he's going to be known as the ABC.
Look at this, KW. Why don't you try to say you're a black lesbian? I never said I was a black lesbian. I did it when I was drunk, but I'm a black woman, and it doesn't mean physical form. The woman refers to a right hemisphere bias. The electric environment makes us all right hemisphere. So when I got on the radio 50, 40 years, 30, 85 or something, in mid-80s, I said I was a black woman. Very careful, technically accurate. Black for tactility. Tactility has no color. And woman for right hemisphere. This Greg never understood.
Good job.
Greg Duffel. Yes.
And visceral. You're visceral.